Now, landlords and tenants in Berlin have been banned from renting out entire apartments or houses for short-term holiday lets. The new law was aimed at curbing lets through online portals like Airbnb. Several apartment owners sued the government, but the court has just ruled against them. Here's more.
The Berlin Administrative Court's ruling came as a shock to the public audience. The judge upheld a recent law banning the short-term letting of entire dwellings at above market prices. It's a big win for the city government. Berlin is growing rapidly, and there's not enough housing to satisfy new residents. It's a clear signal that holiday dwellings have to be returned to their status of normal housing, and we can really only urge people to actually do that. Global companies such as Wimdu and Airbnb are worried the Berlin ruling might resonate in other markets. But it's even worse for local e-business pioneers. They see their very existence threatened, unfairly, they say. We've done a lot for Berlin. Tourism here is so successful because there were so many holiday apartments available. The European Commission recently recommended that municipalities not ban these services and prepare instead for new market realities. And the online entrepreneurs involved in the case, who are at the center of the dispute, say the ruling does little to solve Berlin's housing problem in the long run. The Cologne Institute for Economic Research says Berlin needs some 80,000 new apartments by 2020 to cope with its ballooning population. But only about 14,000 apartments are rented out via services like Wimdu and Airbnb, a small fraction of the number needed.